This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two. Coming up, one of the bravest Secret Service agents out there who worked in the first Clinton administration, talking about the horrors, the abuse, the aggressiveness, the snake-like behavior of Hillary. He says something seriously wrong with her. Looks like she's got epilepsy. She's having convulsions. That's clear to even lay people. And obviously the cover-up has imploded. Donald Trump is way ahead in polls. The $64 trillion question is, how are they going to try to change this? Because in every major globalist organ, from the Financial Times of London to The Economist to The New York Times to The Washington Post, they say they must prop Hillary up or they are bust. Globalism, with Russia fighting it, with England fighting it, with the United States fighting it. And the globalists sit there and go, England's run by the Russians. You're run by the Russians. The Russians are run by the same self-determination to not want to be run by special interests. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. That's what's going on. I want to cut some news pieces, and you can call them political ads, but they're not really, but just informationals, where we explain TPP, secretly ratified, secretly being rammed through, globally, hands over control, show some of the subsections, all these other multinational corporations controlling the EU, controlling the UK, making upwards of 90% of its laws. You know, we've already been conquered. The Chinese government financing Hollywood, financing the media, financing politicians, telling us what films can come out, what can go on. We've already been conquered. So tell Hillary Clinton, when she claims the Russians... Russia is falling apart. I don't say that with pleasure. Russia has tried to build itself up and did to a certain extent and has now been under military-level sanctions and is now being militarily encircled and is just desperately trying to get the world telling Germany and everybody else, stop it. Tell me, stop. Stop. We don't want war. We don't want to spend stuff on weapons. Will you just let us have the Olympics? And so they attack Georgia and the Russian enclaves of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Every time Russia tries to take the training wheels off. And I'm quite frankly sick of it. And I'm sick of how the globalists, just like they hate Russia, they hate us. They've shipped our jobs. They're attacking our families. They're dumbing us down. They've tripled our power prices. They're screwing us over. The New World Order hates Americans more than the Russians. We are loathed because we're seen as, in the past, a competition to the robber barons, competition to the EU, the proto-EU, the royalty of Europe, the centralized systems that have it all sewed up. It was in British newspapers for 100 years before Germany became the big enemy. When I say Britain, the great people in Britain, but the globalists, the oligarchs, the system that was there, where they called it the American problem. And we're in competition with the American system, and we can't compete. It's beating us. It's breaking up our monopolies because now it's a new power in the world and doesn't run things the way we do, where you got to have a special license to do anything, which allows elites to be in control and then kills commerce and kills competition. But while they were busy trying to suppress the United States and take the United States back over with British intelligence, which they did to a great extent with the Council on Foreign Relations, Germany started rising. The Austrian-Hungarian Empire, on the front of science, was conquering the world with free trade. And so the problem became the German problem. And the United States, basically, turning to Hillary Clinton here coughing, the United States basically then merged into the British Empire and took over the British Empire after World War II when it was faltering. And now we've got all these globalists that inherited this. They weren't the ones that were even able to build it or cook it up. I mean, I can hand it to Cecil Rhodes and others. They were some serious hombres. Now you've got a bunch of spoiled brats running around that are obsessed with you know, transgender bathrooms or whatever as a distraction, trying to run this global empire, and they're still trying to mount the head of the Republic on the wall in a pissing contest. And these people are crazy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What to be, what to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the front lines of the information war, I'm Alex Jones, here co-hosting with David Knight. He's going to take over for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes or so. I'm working on some big stories here behind the scenes. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live, hosting the transmission. David Knight is here with us. DrugsReport.com has the top headline. Will one of you guys bring me that headline, please? Actual print off of it. Thank you. Where Trump trolls the media. And again, even before the Daily Caller wrote that headline, we're all reporting on the same thing. It's why we all are saying the same thing. We're not even communicating with each other, but it's kind of like pheromones. It's not like we're copying each other. We just see the same sunset, the same sunrise. We see the same tyranny. We see the same good things that are happening, the bad things. We're living on the same world. And I predicted this morning, I said, look, he's going to get there and cover other issues because he knows the media keeps ignoring his full speeches while they're waiting for him to respond to a controversy, and then he just has 30 seconds at the end that we'll play here in a few minutes. I want to play that again, where he trolls the media, and his response is absolute gold, where he just says, she's the one that first brought it up, which her surrogates did, and so now it's moved on, and we went and researched it. I wanted to know, okay, he's born in America. And the truth is, and I know people that have talked to Trump, I never brought this up to him, but people like Jerome Corsi, that we all got snookered when he said in his Harvard Law Review that it was the editor of the journal. I was born in Kenya. 3 years running, he wrote it in his little bio. I was born in Kenya.
Yeah.
Not a typo. Wasn't where, you know, an I wasn't dotted or a T wasn't crossed. It was, and all this other literature and the forewords, the books, and his wife in 2007, and we can play the speeches saying he was born in Kenya. I mean, so we're like, hey, you say he's born in Kenya. You put out a fake birth certificate in 6 layers on purpose, you know, with the Microsoft fake typewriter font, which we know is fake because each typewriter, you know, splat is different. These were all identical. And we went, oh, my God, it's Frank Marshall Davis. And so Joel Gilbert's coming up to recap who Obama's real father is. It's been discovered. He admits he lived with him in the summers, the famous communist pornographer. I mean, Obama admits he lived with him. And then the book, Dreams of My Father, it's all about Frank. Calls him Frank, never Frank Marshall Davis. And there's photos of him in the house on the couch where his mom shot porn as a CIA honeypot. You cannot make this stuff up. And then they got her daddy, high-level CIA, probably the section chief, over Frank, his, quote, best friend, who's really running the communists in the U.S. Exactly what the KGB files, when they got released, proved that McCarthy was absolutely on target. So this is wild. Just like the CIA's been caught running the jihadist. We're not saying the globalists are communists. We're saying they use these authoritarian ideologies to get their dirty work done. David Knight, what do you make of this epic trolling by Donald Trump?
Well, you know, Alex, when you're talking about how he used us by putting out this information that he's coming from Kenya and that sort of thing, I think that's the key thing. What was even more important was not where he was coming from, but who he was. And that's what he was able to do, was to keep us from really vetting him. It was really an issue, Alex, of transparency, just like Hillary Clinton. It's all about the transparency. And so, you know, he puts this stuff out. He hides his college records. He hides all these other issues and does this end around so that we don't really look at who he is. And quite frankly, what he wanted to do, and I think
you got to admit, it's genius, though.
Yeah.
He says
yeah.
In all his publications, he's born in Kenya. We're like, here he is in the Harvard Review. I mean, they were trolling us. Well, now Trump's trolling them.
He didn't have any real qualifications. I mean, he was a community organizer before he became a senator. Just like Hillary Clinton, it's like, vote for me, I'll be the first black president.
And they're all out of Chicago.
Right. And so he wanted to emphasize his credentials as a black man. And he, you know, wasn't good enough for him to have a black father from Chicago because he had a white mother.
No, it's really sexy that it's Kenya.
Yes.
One problem. One problem. That guy looked nothing like Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that we're seeing. But again, it's also the transparency and what we saw with the birth certificate, as you mentioned, layers with Photoshop, anachronisms in the text itself, the terms that they use.
It didn't exist at the time.
Right. Multiple fonts.
On purpose to troll us.
Exactly.
Because they know, as a more intellectual audience, we're going to see this and prove it. But the whole thing's fake, so they're laughing at us. The general public doesn't know that a pterodactyl was, you know, hasn't lived in 50 million years or whatever. You know, so they believe the Trumps are hunting pterodactyls. I mean, you understand, they're targeting an audience that they know is dumber than a box of rocks.
And so even when you see Hillary Clinton collapsing, physically having to be supported by the people around.
And they're so arrogant. Media. They're so arrogant. They just don't show the collapse.
Yeah. And then the media supporting her in that way, all those ways, and then still saying her health concerns are conspiracy theory. I guess they're going to start calling us coughers or strokers or
pickle jar people. even Jimmy Kimmel had to come out and say, okay, the pickle jar did pop. Alex is right. And okay, we were proven wrong. I mean, he did say, okay, she's obviously super sick. I mean, you look at her, she was in a hospital for brain tumors. That's what they specialize in for a year. And I've talked to my sources. And they say, no, it's metastasized. She's dead. She knows, and I don't take any pleasure in that, she has cancer. Okay, and we have this from high sources. I'm going to just stop right there because it gets into medical records and stuff, and nobody's giving me medical records. I've just been told. I mean, look, we met with the Secret Service. They told us she's falling down every 15, 20 minutes. She's got some type of epileptic problem. They don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We got the Secret Service agent. I think it's coming up at the bottom of the hour, but... And he says something seriously wrong with her as well. But again, it's emblematic of the collapse of the mainstream media that they're doing everything they can to prop her up, and it's not working.
Yeah, it's funny. They keep calling us conspiracy theorists. And so you have the Washington Post going in and going into all kinds of detail, like, what's this going to mean, the fact that she's got pneumonia? She doesn't have non-contagious bacterial pneumonia.
By the way, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, he said, you won't find a code for that. And he put out some codes for some really esoteric weird
because
stuff.
They wrote that after people said, oh, she touched the girl. You know, oh, now it's non-contagious bacterial.
Yeah. But at the same time, Alex, this is how they can't sustain their ridiculous lies, just like with Benghazi. It's the same pattern that we're seeing here. That's the real story, even more so than the health episode that she had on September 11th, because they put this out and saying she's got non-contagious bacterial pneumonia, and at the same time they say all of her staff got it too. So how did Hillary get it is why the doctor asked. How did he get it if she get it if it's not contagious?
Well, let's expand on that.
Pneumonia.
Let's expand on that. She's been coughing for years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She clearly has problems walking. This is not pneumonia.
No.
Now, I want to play the clip, since I mentioned it, of Trump trolling. He spoke for 30 minutes, got all these endorsements. I noticed all these guys with Congressional Medal of Honor, coming in. And then, boom, Trump talks about all the real issues, cuts through the media baloney, and then is able to then put the whole birther thing to rest.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, I don't want to say we got deceived. I mean, we just kept saying, he said he's from Kenya, his wife says it, we have all the video clips, the Harvard Journal he edited, forwards the books, letters he wrote, parties he put on, it's all over his letterhead. I'm from Kenya, my dad was, I was born in Kenya. He trolled us, okay? But it isn't that we're bad. Clearly, he was saying he was from Kenya, he was changing his story. But now we know he was covering up Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah.
But then he's so arrogant, he talks about him, how much he loved him, and spending summers with him, and his grandfather being his best friend. This is his father. We have his mother on the couch, the same photos he's taken of Obama on the couch shooting lesbian porn, Betty Page style.
Here's the thing, Alex. They tried to get Trump off a message. He's been rolling over them. She's literally on the ropes, on the floor of the mat because of economic issues. This whole week has been a huge, as she has been collapsing with the health issues, he's been on a roll with all these economic issues, helped out by the timing of this announcement from Ford that they're going to be opening a massive $1.6 billion plant with 2,800 jobs. They're going to open that in Mexico. Underscoring everything that he's saying, and so he's taken.
And by the way, I'm not going to buy any more Fords if they do that. I've bought Fords.
Yeah.
And they've gotten better over the years. I mean, I like their body styles. I mean, obviously, they're not as good as a Japanese car. In my view, German cars break down more than Fords. I've experienced that, with a Passat years ago. The thing was only 3 years old, and everything like caught on fire. But the point I'm not bashing German cars. The point is, I think Ford's got great cars. I love the new Mustang. I was thinking about getting one. They're a beautiful car. I just love the body. I'm in love with it. But I'm telling you, I'm not getting one. I mean, I've got a Ford F-150 truck. I've got another Ford vehicle that we use for the kids. And I'm really getting pissed off. Can we just have some car factories here? Can we have some American jobs? Let's play Trump trolling. Here it is.
Now, not to mention her in the same breath, but Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. You know what I mean. President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again. Thank you.
The Rothschild model for 300 years is to fund all sides of a major war and consolidate control. That's in the history books. It's admitted fact. Globalism is the British Empire Rothschild model written globally and even headed up to a great extent by the Rothschilds. I mean, they're still quarterbacking, right in the center of the whole deal. And this is Russia. This is the U.S. This is Latin American, African countries, Asian countries. The Brexit saying, we're done. We're done all being exploited, all being held down, all having wars with each other. We'll still need a military. We'll still have troops. China's the big threat. The generals are all telling Trump that. Absolutely. We need a military. That's fine. Okay, there'll still be the military jobs. I get it. America needs to have a strong military. If we're promoting freedom worldwide and not globalism. Actually, I don't want to have a big military if we're globalists. And so this is detente. This is a new renaissance. This is so beautiful. And it's why super hardcore right-wing Russians are like in love with Trump. Not because he's an agent, but because he literally wants to try to build a better new future. And if the hardliners that want all the military spending in Russia are ready to stand down if Trump gets in, this is a very, very positive situation. David, I'm going to have you take over when we come back. Great job. Listeners, speaking of Made in America, this broadcast is Made in America. And we fund it with the support with you purchasing the products at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off of Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality right now. This is the house you built. We need your support now more than ever in this critical fight. Amazing products from the BioTruth Selenium to Brain Force to X2 Survival Shield to super high quality storable foods to bone and joint formula. 50% off right now on Make America Free Again, Made in America hats, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining us right now is Gary J. Byrne. He's a former Secret Service agent. As a matter of fact, he was a Secret Service agent for 29 years, 12 of those, from 1991 to 2003. He was guarding the Clintons. And we have his book here, Crisis of Character. If you look on the back, it says, posted directly outside President Clinton's Oval Office, former Secret Service uniformed officer Gary Byrne reveals what he observed of the character and culture inside the Clinton White House while protecting the First Family. Now that a second Clinton administration is a possibility, Byrne exposes what he saw of the real Hillary Clinton. And, of course, I think this book, as we look at this crisis of character, I think, Mr. Byrne, that is really the thing that we should all be concerned about so much. We've had so much talk this last week about health issues, and we had an article earlier this week at Infowars.com where you said that these health issues are not anything new. You pointed out at the time there is something seriously wrong with Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about that first, but then I really want to focus on the essence of your book, The Crisis of Character, because that is another deep sickness that we've all witnessed of Hillary Clinton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
Now, tell me, you were guarding the Clintons real quickly for 12 years. You were there as a Secret Service agent for 29. What other administrations did you cover?
I was in the Uniform Division for 12 years. I protected the Clintons the 8 years they were there. And I started with George Herbert Walker Bush, Papa okay. Bush. And then when I left in 2003, George W. Bush was president.
Okay.
So I like to say I came in with Papa Bush and I left with Son Bush.
And now, you know, you're there protecting these people with your life, okay?
Yes, sure.
How did she show her appreciation for you?
She did not.
Yeah.
She, Mrs. Clinton was very distant, cold. She, many examples I cite in my book, Crisis of Character, where she berates people. She personally berated me a couple times. I talk about one of those funniest ones, and I say funny because it never affected me. I didn't care what she said to me because, to me, watching her, the way she tried to supervise and manage and people and the way she walked around like she was a dictator, I just thought it was comical.
What did she do? You say she personally berated you. What did she do?
She once stood there in front of me, and, you know, she's about 5 foot five. I'm about 6 foot two. And she stood very close to me, pointing a finger at me and calling me, referring to me as an a-hole. And the whole Uniform Division were a bunch of a-holes, and they should have fired them years ago. And because there's something she wanted to do. Now, this falls right into place with what we've seen with this email server.
Mm-hmm.
What she wanted to do was against the rules, against the law, national security rules that were set up as far as the Oval Office went and as far as letting tourists in there. She wanted to do something. She wasn't allowed to do it. I told her she couldn't do it, and she insisted on it. In other words, if you could, that falls right into what we see with this email server. I'm Hillary Clinton. I don't have to follow the rules that everybody else has to follow.
Yeah.
So now she had her staff running around behind her crushing blackberries with a hammer. I mean, how bizarre is that? And anything I've seen happen with her since I stopped protecting them, none of it surprises me because I've seen similar things. And one of them is that time where she berated me because she couldn't leave 30 women standing in the Oval Office unescorted with nobody in there.
See, that's the thing, is the fact that she doesn't think the rules apply to her. And quite frankly,
yeah.
She's right. She's right, isn't she? Because she gets away with this all the time.
You're right. And it's a sin.
Yeah.
And it goes back to one of the reasons I wrote my book, Crisis of Character. There's two sets of rules. The rules for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the rules for everybody else. The rules for Bill Clinton, he can do whatever he wants to any woman and gets away with it. They've
mm-hmm.
accused him of assault, rape. If a woman, somebody you knew, walked into a police station, showed a police detective a picture of somebody and told him any of those stories that Bill Clinton's had been accused of doing, they would go and open an investigation and find that person. But because it's Bill Clinton, he gets away with it. And she,
that's the thing that is so dangerous for our country. The fact that we
is.
Would accept that people who become president or any office, but president especially, that they would not be subject to rules, to regulations, to laws, that they would essentially be, that we'd be electing every 4 years some kind of a tyrant or a dictator who basically says, I'm going to write these executive orders, the law is in my mouth, that's a dictator, or the fact that no laws can touch them. That is going to destroy this republic if we allow that kind of behavior to continue. That's the real essence of this character crisis that we see. And when we see Hillary Clinton coming out and making these accusations now against Donald Trump's supporters, saying they're just a basket of deplorables. You have to understand that when somebody thinks they can do anything they wish to you and get away with it, and of course we've seen Obama target the Tea Party using the IRS, doing it openly, okay, Nixon was impeached for that. That's the way it should have been handled. We cannot tolerate this kind of corruption. Stay with us. Going to be right back with Gary Byrne. His book is Crisis of Character. He was a veteran Secret Service officer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gary Byrne. He is a veteran Secret Service officer. He spent 12 years posted outside the Oval Office of Bill Clinton. And I wonder if he had to wear a hazmat suit when he went inside. That is a strange duty. But his book is Crisis of Character. And earlier in this week, he made a comment that something was seriously wrong with Hillary Clinton's health. Not just with her character, but with her health. And so we want to talk to Mr. Byrne about what he saw there, how he was treated, what he observed about her character, and also what he observed about her health. I don't believe, and nobody who has watched this for very long believes, that this is something that just happened over the last weekend. We had emails that came out from Colin Powell last week, or a year and a half ago. He was talking about how sick she was, how she had to be carried up the steps. Mr. Byrne, is that what you, the type of thing that you saw when you were a Secret Service agent at the Clinton White House? Did you see things when you said that you think there's something seriously wrong with her? Is that based on what you've seen recently, or is that based on things that you saw in the White House?
Just what I've seen recently. When I worked at the White House, when I protected them the 8 years her husband was president, actually, she came across as pretty healthy. She used to exercise, walk, that kind of thing. What really disturbed me recently is what that video clip we saw. That, you know, the truth is nobody would have seen that if it wasn't for that one person with a cell phone camera. Once again, they're trying to hide something else.
And the reason they wouldn't see it is because the mainstream media covers that up. We've had that type of thing covered up with the mainstream media. They have literally, she was literally being propped up there, but the mainstream media has been metaphorically propping her up for a very long time, concealing any issues, putting them down, as we always see. Whenever you investigate anything that they don't like, they call you either a racist or a conspiracy theorist. And so that's what we've seen in this particular case. You're a conspiracy theorist if you see the obvious there. Let me ask you about this unusual man that we've seen following Hillary Clinton around. You know, there was a tall black man who came over to her at one point in time where she seemed to get flustered with everybody protesting her at a rally. And he leaned over and touched her, took her by the arm and said, you know, just say this or that. And she was kind of seemed like she froze on the stage. And then eventually he came back to her and said something again. And then she repeated exactly what he had to say. And so everybody was saying, who is this mystery man? Is he somebody who is a caretaker? And we'd seen pictures of him not wearing a suit, just dressed in a kind of a plaid shirt, that type of thing, for quite some time. We'd seen pictures of him helping her up the stairs. So there was a lot of question about that. Now, Paul Joseph Watson did some investigation, believes that this man is a Secret Service agent. But let me ask you that. Isn't that an odd way for Secret Service agents to conduct themselves?
Now, the video clip that you just showed, is it possible to bring that back up again? Because I can kind of help you with that.
Let's pull that back up again. Okay.
Okay. Right, can you stop it right there?
Stop right there.
Okay. Do you see the pin on his lapel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, start the video again and look at the pin on the lapel of the other guy when he comes into the frame.
Okay. Keep going, guys.
The agents, yeah.
Okay. Now, let the other guy come in the frame.
Yeah,
okay.
Let it go.
Okay.
Okay. Do they look the same to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If they're the same, then they're both Secret Service.
Okay.
The Asian man you see in the front, that's and the guy behind him, they're definitely Secret Service agents.
Mm-hmm.
If that guy's wearing a pin, then he's a Secret Service agent. Now, it is possible that he's got some special medical training, but what do you see there? They saw something in the crowd. He's not sure that's going to be an issue, but he's covering his bases. He got up there just in case whoever's in the crowd comes forward. Everything, basically what he was probably saying to Mrs. Clinton was, it's okay, continue on, we've taken care of it.
And so that's what Watson had said, was he said that, did the investigation, said, he's a Secret Service agent. But nevertheless, isn't the behavior odd that he would, A, touch her like that, and that he would coach her like that? And we've seen other pictures of him just dressed casually in a plaid suit, plaid shirt. Those are the types of things that made people question really what his true function was.
Right. So what I see there, I would be honest with you, is still kind of typical Secret Service behavior.
Oh, okay.
This is the agent that works with her all the time. He clearly does have a decent rapport with her. And the reason he touches her on the elbow is just, you know, listen, we see what you see. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm no fan of Mrs. Clinton's, certainly, and I'm no fan of her politics. But when it comes to protecting them, you know, I have to kind of come down on the side of the Secret Service. What that guy did was correct. He's trying to reinforce to her that whatever it is that they both see, that she's safe.
Okay. All right. That's good. What Watson pointed out in his video. You know, there's enough stuff to talk about that we don't need to go too far. I mean, there really is stuff here. We don't want to push this farther than it really is. So when we're talking about what you saw again at the White House, and I'm absolutely amazed at the account that you gave in the last segment and other things that are in your book about how they would berate people in the White House, berate especially the staff like you that were tasked with protecting their lives. I mean, if I was in that position And I knew that my life was in danger on a daily basis, and I had people there that were going to take a bullet for me. I mean, I'd be buying you guys, boxes of chocolate all the time, other things. And I would at least be incredibly kind to you whenever I saw you. And I would appreciate that. I genuinely would appreciate it. But, I mean, even if you didn't appreciate it, the smart thing would be to act like you appreciate it. But she dropped all pretense about doing that, didn't she?
Yes. And the thing you have to remember, if you go back to all the stories and rumors we heard about Bill and Hillary Clinton when they lived in Arkansas, when he was attorney general, when he was the governor, and when he started running for the office of presidency, their spin machine, the Clinton machine, oh, no, that's just Arkansas politics. None of it's true. It was all true.
Mm-hmm.
They're very angry. She's especially very angry. All the stories about her having these fights in the governor's mansion in Arkansas and throwing stuff at him, we saw it come to fruition at the White House. And, you know, as I tell in my book, Crisis of Character, she had some of her co-workers that worked for her in the East Wing. These were women that worked with her in Arkansas. One of them worked with her at the Rose Law Firm. She was so terrified of Mrs. Clinton to tell Mrs. Clinton that a mistake had been made with some stationery that because she knew what would happen. Mrs. Clinton would fly off the handle like she normally does, berate everybody that she thought was involved, and then demand somebody's fired. That's not what a leader does.
Yeah.
A leader finds out what the problem is, gets it fixed, and then moves forward. That's not what I've never seen anything that would remotely convince me that she is a leader.
That's interesting because just recently we've had a couple of FBI agents who came forward who investigated the Vince Foster death, and they said that they were talking about their research that they said they thought had disappeared from the National Archives. Now, some people who believe that Vince Foster was murdered said, well, they were never in the archives. Whether he was murdered or whether he committed suicide, as we point out, the real key thing, I think, is the fact that the body was obviously moved. Whether, wherever he died, the body was obviously moved. And there was a lot of very suspicious things about the way the body was found, the way the investigation was shut down. And so in many of these cases, just like we're talking about the birth certificate situation, it was far more important as to the transparency and the process that Obama went through with this, far more important to vet the man and who he was than exactly where he was born. And I say this as somebody that believes that you need to have, to be a natural born citizen, you need to have, be born in the United States with two parents who are both American citizens. So I'm not talking about the constitutional issues, but I'm talking about these other issues and the way they continually try to move this around. Now, when this whole thing about Vince Foster, the narrative as to whether or not he committed suicide, what they're trying to put out there is to say that she drove him to suicide because she berated him so heavily in front of the staff. But from what you're saying, that's not really even that unusual a circumstance for Hillary Clinton, is it? Or is it for somebody of his stature?
No, it's not. There were many stories, and I talk about it in my book, where Vince was berated. I know one personally, and then one day when I came into work, one of my coworkers had told me that it had just happened and that she had berated him fiercely in front of other people because of something. And the thing about, listen, I'm not saying that the way she treated Vince, she treated everybody like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the honest truth. And the thing about Vince was Vince, in hindsight, was a damaged human being. He had a lot of issues. And he had clearly had depression. We found out later on. But if the Clintons, my thing about this is they had to know about his issues. She worked with him for years, but she still treated him like crap. Now, I don't know why he took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe he did, but I do see what other people see in the investigation. I am very suspicious about, a man's found, laying in a park and his suit's covered in carpet fibers. And, and I also talk about in my book where when the Metropolitan Police Department went to test fire the revolver that he supposedly took his life with, it didn't work the first time. The revolver had to be, they had to turn the cylinder back onto the shaft.
Hmm.
Now it is, I have some firearms knowledge, and this old revolver, it is absolutely possible that the last round that he fired that took his life backed that off just a little bit. We're talking about a very old gun that was made with some, less than great, procedures at the time.
Sure.
It is possible that that happened, but,
The issue is that, there was blood coming out of his mouth that went up. But yeah, he was laying on an inclined.
Right.
There were no bullets ever found in the area. The bottoms of his shoes were completely clean. He had carpet fibers
right
all over.
Yeah.
On. And then the other people that saw suspicious people with Arkansas license plates. So there's a lot of issues there, and we've talked about that. We talked about that with Roger Stone. But I guess the key thing is that, like the email scandal, Hillary Clinton was very, very concerned that once this was found out, that his office was going to be searched. And as you point out, she'd known him for quite a long time, going back to Arkansas,
right,
to the Rose Law right Firm, where they were partners, and perhaps more than one way.
Yeah.
But, this was this is something that went back a very long time. She did not want an investigation. This is just 6 months into the Clinton administration, and this is when we had all these different things like the cattle futures issues, Whitewater investigations were going on. There was one scandal after the other that was erupting, sure, like, William Jefferson Clinton's women, but there were all,
yeah,
these scandals that were focused around her. That was the amazing thing at the time. So we see this pattern where she will constantly spin and cover up and do anything to destroy evidence, and the rules do not apply to her. As you point out, that was the key thing that would really set her off against you, right, was that the rules don't apply to Hillary
right
Clinton.
Correct.
And I think that's the thing that so many people are very, very concerned about, even as William Binney, who was a former NSA technical head, he said, I believe that these is very likely that these leaks or other information are coming from people who are within the NSA, that their lives have been endangered. They're very concerned that their lives will be endangered in the future. And they're also very upset about the fact, everybody that I've talked to retired military friends of mine who say, hey, I would be in jail for the rest of my life if I only did a fraction of what Hillary Clinton did with the emails. And yet, for some reason, explain to us, Gary, if you can, if you've got an idea, why is it that people who follow her just don't seem to care? And I'm talking about the grassroots, rank and file Democrat voters. They just don't seem to care about this. Talk to them and tell them why they should care about this. I think we just, did we just lose him? Oh, I think we lost the transmission. It froze. See if you guys can, that was a real cliffhanger. Okay, did it? Is it so? I saw his head just moving.
Behave. What I described in my book, Crisis of Character.
Yes. Go ahead. Okay, we're back. Your transmission froze there for just a second. Talk to people on the left, people who are loyal Democrats, and tell them why it matters that you are under the law, that you have character that says that I'm going to obey the rules. I'm not going to be above the rules.
Right. Unless you're somebody who's a hardened, lifelong criminal, you would not accept this behavior in anywhere else in your life. If you walk into the shop, the mechanic shop of the guy who works on your car, the car that you drive your kids around in, and you saw this guy treating his employees like Mrs. Clinton treats her employees, the berating, the yelling, the screaming, you would grab your car and you would get out of there. You would never let him work on your car again. You you don't let the people in your life behave like that. You
or just a restaurant. Imagine you're in a restaurant and you see the guy come, slapping people around in the kitchen and throwing stuff in the kitchen at people.
Right.
You would get out of there quickly.
Right. So. If you found out that the guy that did your taxes had been accused of having a server that was accessed with all your private information on it to everybody else, anybody else that hack into it, if he didn't use the proper procedures, you would pull your accounts and take them somewhere else. So why do you accept this from your government, from the Clintons? Everything, there's one thing I wanted to make clear here, is that anytime you hear them say anything, do not believe it. Do your own research, because they lie about everything. Even when they don't have to lie, they lie. And they tell so many lies, they can't even keep track of them. Just the other day, her husband's trying to cover for her medical issue, and he's telling everybody she had the flu when it's already been said that she had pneumonia.
Even when the truth would serve her better, she will make up a lie because she's a pathological liar. Absolutely true. It is very amazing. That I think, is the core thing. It really is the character. And I have to say to people who are blindly partisan, that there is nothing more dangerous. I think one of the things that they're concerned about, because they've accepted that Barack Obama can operate as a dictator, they believe that a Republican coming in, whether it's Trump or whether it's somebody else, they must be opposed because in their mind, they already see the office of presidency as a dictatorship. I think we can do better than that in America. I think we need to start demanding that we're going to have these people follow the law or they should get impeached. And I'm very disappointed that Congress hasn't gone down that road. And again, going back to the Clintons, it was because they went down that road and they were hammered by the press for doing that. We have a very different media environment today. If they would do the right thing, there would be a lot of media like InfoWars and others who would support them in this. The American people support that. The American people don't want to see crooks, criminals, and tyrants in office. And the American people, I think, would support them, unlike what happened when they impeached Bill Clinton. Because at that point in time, there was a lock by the mainstream media. The same people you see metaphorically propping Clinton up this whole week.
They loved him. Listen, no, that guy could do no wrong in their eyes. But here's the question I want to ask the mainstream media. If that was your daughter, if your daughter, your 30-year-old daughter came home and said, hey, the vice president of ABC Manufacturing where I work did X, Y, and Z and told you the same story that these other women told about Bill Clinton, would you say, oh, well, that's okay, sure. No, you'd be livid. And you would insist that she report him and go and contact the police. But because it's Bill Clinton, the charming politician, he can do whatever he wants.
And that's the key thing. You know, we talked about what Hillary Clinton said to you in the hallway, the way she treated people in the hallway. But you were posted outside the Oval Office for Bill Clinton. I mean, talk to people on a visceral level about what it felt like to see what the women that were coming in after they came out of the Oval Office. Talk to people about how that felt to you as an individual.
Sure. Well, two things I want to impress upon people. First of all, it was incredible to work there. To be posted outside the Oval Office as a Secret Service Uniform Division officer, it was incredible.
You know, hang on there, Mr. Byrne. We got to take a break, and we're going to get that answer from you as to what it was like to be posted outside the Oval Office. We're going to get that from you when we come back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? using tested military designs. The Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to author Gary Byrne. Before he was an author, he was a Secret Service agent. He's a former Secret Service agent. He served 29 years for the Secret Service. 12 of those years, he was guarding the Clinton first family. He wrote a book called Crisis of Character. That's the true sickness of Hillary Clinton, the one that's been there far longer than she got physically sick, and that's her character. Now, just as we were going to the break, I asked him the key question about what it was like to be stationed outside the Oval Office of Bill Clinton during those years. As he said earlier in the segment, he said, imagine if it was your daughter that Bill Clinton was doing these things to. Okay, been accused of multiple women, of sexual attacks, of rape, other issues. We're going to go back and I'm going to get his answer, but real quickly. Remember that we have extended our sales on InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off, a massive sale. Now is the time to stock up on super high-quality storable food for you and your family, food quality that you can trust. And all InfoWars Select foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made in the USA. There's a reason that FEMA reports predict up to a 395% increase in food prices that could trigger massive unrest. Prepare now. Take advantage of this sale. It's not going to last much longer. We've already extended this once. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Mr. Byrne, in the time that we got left, this is our last segment. Tell us, I could tell that it upset you, obviously, what you were seeing happening in with the women and with Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. Talk to us about your personal feelings about that at a visceral level.
Sure. You know, I loved working there. I loved my job. But, you know, these things that you saw going on and with the intern, Monica Lewinsky, and then, of course, the story I tell about Eleanor Mondale and all the other things, you know, my thing is, I get it that my morals are different than other people's, and clearly Bill Clinton's moral compass is off kilter. But, you know, the reason he was supposed to be there, you know, he ran on all these great promises, and a lot of people believed in him, and then he basically continued to behave like this child, as high school senior, you know, who on senior week, where he just continuously seemed to pursue women and
a self-indulgent hedonist, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, is, you know, in hindsight, when you look back at the things, just for instance, the incident in Somalia that we now refer to as Black Hawk Down. I mean, could he have done a better job of making decisions if he wasn't so distracted with all these bizarre things? I'm not saying a president needs to be chained to the desk 24/7, but that's really what the job is.
Well, and then, of course, we had the bombing strikes that were done to cover up the Monica Lewinsky schedule revelation, and they started when that broke, and as soon as the House came out with their articles of impeachment, it stopped. I mean, it was clearly very direct attention away. So you go bomb a country to cover up your affair. Many people in the Democrat Party, many that I've talked to that are hardcore Democrats, see it as a badge of honor that this guy is some kind of Lothario, okay?
Yeah.
They don't look at the women that were sexually assaulted, the non-consensual stuff, the rapes that have been exposed and talked about, like Juanita Broderick, okay?
Right.
And they're not paying attention to what we could all see. How Hillary Clinton attacked these women in public. See, people didn't see what Bill Clinton was doing to them in private in the Oval Office, but we can all see what Hillary Clinton did to the women in public. destroying their character. That's the thing that causes so many women not to move forward with rape charges, because they get destroyed in public. That's the key thing. Thank you so much, Mr. Byrne. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your book. This would be a very interesting read for anybody. Crisis of Character. You need to know the character of Hillary Clinton. This man observed it for 12 years. A very important book, Crisis of Character. You can find that at crisisofcharacterbook.com as well as in your bookstore. Thank you so much, Mr. Byrne.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.